Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Tansila Jasmine, second year PhD student at University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Today I'm here to briefly discuss about my PhD proposal, which actually focusing on does nitrogen fertilization alter microbial life? You should be wondered to know that there are more microbes in a teaspoon of soil than there are people on Earth. Soil contains about 8 to 15 tons of different organisms, which play an important role in not only in improving soil quality, but also in sustainable agroecosystem. These organisms are highly sensitive and change rapidly in different cropping management practices like fertilization, crop rotation, and tillage. As nitrogen is the most essential nutrient for crop growth, the fertilizer have been applied more than 97% of corn and soybean fields around Midwest. According to previous researches, microbial shift were observed in response to long-term nitrogen application as it affects the energy source of microbes, that is carbon. But most of these studies were conducted outside of the United States. So, to enrich our understanding and limited knowledge of sustainable agriculture, our research object is to characterize shifts on the microbial communities and quantify genes associated with main steps of nitrogen cycle under increasing nitrogen fertilizer rate. On this purpose, we are working on 75 plots around Illinois, which have been producing corn and soybean for more than 33 years. Where we observe drastic changes in soil properties, especially in crop yield and soil organic matter. Interestingly, there is no significant increase in crop yield with higher nitrogen application and a complete lack of statistical differences in soil organic matter level, which actually signaling a shift of dominant microbial community. Nitrogen fixation, nitrification, denitrification, three main steps in nitrogen cycle which are governed by different soil microbes. Due to the abundance of soil nitrogen in agroecosystem, nitrification occurs when ammonium is added to the system in form of fertilizer. This ammonium is converted to nitrite and eventually to nitrate. Denitrification is the reduction process which reduces the nitrate to nitrogen gas. Through this whole nitrogen cycle, there is a potential nitrogen loss occurred by leaching or runoff. So our hypothesis is due to more than 33 years of nitrogen application, microbial abundancy and community structure should be affected or altered, or possible microbial shift can be occurred. To characterize the soil biological life, we have already sampled 2 years of soils, where from the first year soil samples we have done the DNA extraction, sequencing and qPCR. Our next year soil analysis are currently underway. We have planned to work on 3 years of soil data, and we will use advanced bioinformatics to analyzing our 3 years data to get a precise result. So our research goal is to characterize microbial population under long-term nitrogen fertilization by using advanced soil metagenomic and bioinformatic tools to evaluate the effect of fertilizer on soil carbon and nitrogen stocks, provide a solid answer how sustainable are our cropping system for soil biological life. I believe me and my research group are ready to knock their door and ask them, "Hey guys, are you still there?" Thank you so much for your attention.